Okay, so we can resume the class. Do you have any questions from the previous slides now? No questions? Okay. So we can continue further. We were looking at the DOM document and the DOM model, what it stands for and how we can use each of these DOM nodes and how we can represent the DOM nodes into a DOM tree structure. Okay. So here we see that we have a DOM document. If you remember from the initial slides today's lecture, we saw that we have node. Everything in the DOM model is represented as a node. And we saw that we have four basic types of nodes: document, element, attributes, and text. Now we are going to go through each of these nodes in the DOM document and what kind of methods, attributes the DOM provides for the XML. So here we see that the DOM document, the first document type node, has a document type. So we need to define what kind of document it is, and it has a document element. So it could contain different document elements that we need to describe. It provides us certain methods that we can use to create a node or remove a node. So here we see some of these methods which are given here. The very first one is create attributes. That means that for this node we are creating certain attributes. Okay, by providing it with the name, or we can use the namespaces, create attribute namespace, and then provide the namespace and the last name as the prefix. So if you remember, in the last week we also talked about namespaces in order to resolve the issues when we have two elements of the same type, or elements which have different attributes but their name is the same. So whenever we have name conflicts, we can resolve that naming conflicts using this namespace element. So we can create the nodes in the document using these methods, either by just creating a create attribute and we can pass the name, or we can use the namespaces also, or we can create element. So we can create an element and give it a tag name. So in this case, for example, if we write this line create element, that means we are creating an element which is a node, and we have a tag name. The tag name in XML is the element's name, and in this case it's the name over here. Okay. And we can create text nodes. We saw that the text is treated separately in the document type, so we need to create a separate node for this. So we can create a text node, and we can define the text value for this text node. Okay. And we can use different methods to query and retrieve certain data from these kinds of trees. Okay. So one very common method here you might be using quite a lot is get element by ID. If in our case we have a name which has an ID here, so we can pick this element by calling this method get element by ID, and we pass the ID. In this case, if we pass 1, it will pick this element. Okay. And we can have get element by tag name. Okay. So in this case, the tag name of this element itself is the name. So we can pass the tag name as the name, and it will pick this element and return this element to us. Or we can use get element by tag name namespaces. Okay. So these are the different methods that we can use on the DOM document to query and retrieve the data, the same that we were doing previously using XPath expressions. Now we do not have an XPath representation, we have a DOM tree representation. So we need to use the methods which are provided by the DOM to access the data and to manipulate the data. The next one is the DOM element. Okay. So the DOM element only has the tag names, okay, as we can see it over here. This is a DOM element and we have a tag name. And it can have different methods: get attribute to get its attribute, which might be a separate node. Okay. Get attribute by namespace, get element by tag name. So we can pick this element also by the tag name. We can pick this element by ID also. We can check if it has a certain attribute to make sure and check for the predicate logic, the conditional statements. If it has an attribute serving, and if that serving has an attribute units, then pick the units. So you can check. Okay. If the student is present in this class, then call that student. If that student is not present, don't call him. Okay. So you are ensuring and making some checks in this case. So that's what you can check. Has attribute? If it has, then you can remove attribute or set attribute value or get attribute. So these are the different methods that you can see and check from these DOM manual. Okay. Some of them we'll be using and you can see it from here, but you need to know what these corresponds to with respect to this DOM tree structure diagram. Okay. So for example, we have been looking at these XPath expressions to pick the food element, if you remember from the last class. Okay. Here we are saying that does get element by tag name food have an XPath equivalent. So if we have to pick the food element in this DOM model, we will use this function get elements by tag name. Okay. If you remember, we have the nutrition element and under that we have many food elements from the previous lecture, and each of these food elements have further child nodes. The first one was, let's say, serving, calories, protein, carbohydrates, right? And it has the names also. What is the name of this food? The first one was avocado dip, I think. The second one has to do something with the chicken, right? You are looking for the chicken food. So all these names are actually there. So this is what our XML tree looks like, but it's the XML tree, not the DOM tree. The DOM tree has nodes with the square brackets, triangles, right? Rectangles, not triangles, rectangles, okay? So here we see that we have this DOM model, and here we have the XML representation. So if we are trying to get the food elements, okay, in this case, this becomes our nutrition node, this becomes our, okay, all the food nodes. So if we have to get the food node element from this one, we can simply call the method get element by tag name and we write the food, and it will return a list of all the food elements, right? And we can do the same in XPath. If you want to get all the food elements in XPath, how we can do it? Nutrition, that means we are using the absolute path. We are starting from the root node, nutrition, food elements, okay, and all the food values, all the foods which are present, right? And that's equivalent to what we have over here. Okay. So next we have DOM attributes. We have seen that we have DOM document, we have DOM elements. Now we are looking at the DOM attribute. The DOM attribute has two attributes itself. It has a name. Here we have DOM attribute, which has a name ID. Okay. And it has a value. What is the value in this case? 1. Right. So this will also be treated as a separate node in the DOM tree structure. And it has no methods because we are not processing them itself. We are using some checks, has attribute, get attribute, set attribute. But this node explicitly does not define its own methods. That's why in the DOM attribute model, we do not see any methods for this one. Okay. But we have the methods for the parent nodes and for the document nodes using which we can access these values. Named node map. It's an association collection of nodes, also known as associative array. Okay. And we get the named node maps by the results of the attributes or our queries, whatever we say, get element by ID or get element by tag. It returns us a list of nodes, okay, which contains all those elements which are returned. And that is called named node map. It's an association collection of nodes, also known as associative array. It has an attribute length. That means that if we have to process this node, we need to know what is the length of this node. So starting from here, 0 index, which is the first value, first index, second, third index, third value, second index, third value, and then it has a certain length. So one of the important attributes of this node element is the length. That means that if you call your function to return you all the food elements, you might not know how many food elements are returned. So you can use the method length to check the size of the array, and that will give you the total number of elements which are in this array, and by that you will know how many elements are returned in this case. And then it has certain methods, get named item. So you can, if this has a name, let's say result, okay, so you can use result dot the index, result brackets index, and it will give you the first value in the array. So you can use get named item by giving the name, index you can give the index value to return it, or get named item namespaces if it has namespaces. And then we have a node list. Node list is similar to this case, but in this case it's a sequence of nodes, also known as numeric array. In this case it only contains numeric values. In this case it contains text returned values, which are the elements, but the node list will contains, it will be the same. That means it has the same attribute length to process this, but the values that are in this place will be numeric values, right? And it has a single method, which is item index, to pick that value from the index. Now why it does not have these two get named item values? Because we might not know what the value is in this node. If the value is, let's say, 7520, we do not know what the value is, so we cannot use by the name to pick this value. We will use only the index. That's why it has only one method called index, and you give the index, pick the first index value, second index value, third index value, and whatever the value this node might have, it will give it to you. So now we will see some of these examples using this DOM in the PHP, and we will see some of the code of the slides that we have seen until now, how to add the elements in the node, how to create a document, how to remove the child, and how to update it, and how to check the attributes. So we will see some of these shortly now. There is a link in the slides, on slide 6 I think, where we have the reference of this one of the PHP examples. The link is not clickable. I will check and I will put the link again or update the PDF file. If you click that link, you will see the PHP API for this document object model, and it has all the functions listed over there. Okay. And it has some examples also that you can check how to create a node, how you can add elements to the node, how you can update the node, and how you can delete the elements from the nodes. So that's what we are going to see. So PHP examples, creating the DOM from a file. If you have an XML file, how we can create a document object model reference. How we can navigate through this tree, node context access, if the nodes have certain values. How we can return these values into these numeric arrays or associative arrays and display the results. Modifying the DOM document and serializing the DOM document. So these are some of the examples that we will go through in the rest of the slides now. So here you see an example creating the DOM from an XML file in PHP. Okay. If you have been coding in PHP, you might be familiar with these dollar signs which have been used here. Okay. So what we are doing here now is we have an XML file either stored locally on your desktop, on your computers, or it could be placed somewhere on the web page. So that means when you are creating your document, you can either use the relative path of the file from the computer, if the file is in the same directory in which you are writing your code, or you can give a URL where the file is placed on your server. So here we see in the example we are creating a new, so new is a keyword in the PHP that creates a memory for the element type that we are trying to create. So here we are creating a new document object model document. Okay, so this is the method which is provided by this DOM model for the PHP. Okay, and we are saving the result or the reference in this variable which we declared ourselves. So the dollar sign here represents the initialization and the declaration of the variable. Now, unlike C language, in the C language, wherever you are declaring integer I, integer j, float j, okay, you have to explicitly declare them before using them, right? In this PHP, you can initialize them while you are using them at the same time. You do not have to declare them in the header files or up somewhere. Okay, you can declare them as it is and initialize them. So that's what is happening here. So here we see that the dollar sign is the variable. So that means we have a variable document in which we are creating a new document. Now what we are doing, since this is a variable, so we could use the pointers. If you have studied C++, you might have gone through the pointers. Okay, so what we are doing now, we are through this document loading an XML file, which could be either the direct path of where the file is located, or it could be a URL. And we have got this document here. Now at the same time, we are checking if the document is successfully loaded in this doc. So here you see the not sign. If it's not loaded, that means there is certain error. If it's loaded, that means we will come here and we can do whatever we want to do. We can create child elements and associate child elements with this document node. So this is a simple code snippet that tells you how to create a document object model. That means that it only creates a simple template for you, which is a document type template. Okay. And as we have seen that the document template is the mother of all the nodes in this case. So we have a document node at the top. And in that document node, we have loaded the XML file. And now we can parse the XML file and create further nodes and child nodes. So how could you iterate a nutrition document to list all the food mentioned and the corresponding nutrition information? So given this example, we know that we have a nutrition element at the top, we have the food elements at the level, and we have further information associated with each of these food elements. And if you want to access them, okay, through programmatically, how you can do that? If I ask you to list all these food elements with all the information, and if you are writing the program in any language, what you will need to do? Any thoughts? Rough guesses? Don't be shy, just say whatever comes to your mind. Yes. Go through every element, that's right. Okay, so how you go through every element in your program, what do you need to do for that? You need to loop around all these elements, right? So that means you need to use the looping methods. Do you remember the loops from the very first programming language that you took? No? All blank? Okay, so we can use for loops, right? If I know I need to go 10 steps up, so I will take the first step, then I will repeat that step continuously, right? So we can follow these kinds of steps to go up and up and up. So we are traversing. In this case, we pick the first element and we iterate through all of these elements. So we need to iterate through different elements. And how we can iterate? Either using for loops, either using while loops, while conditions, okay? Or it could be any other different approach. If we are going recursively, then that's another method to loop through it. Okay. So we have to loop through. Okay. So in this case, we need to iterate all children, right? So in this case, we see that we have a node element and we are picking up the child nodes. So if we have to list all these elements, we know this is a child node of this node element. So what we can do? we can have this node and we can pick child node, okay, put it in the loop, and we can pick all these child nodes. That will give us an array with all these different food elements. So if we know that this is the zero position, we can put a for loop from zero, it traverses till the nth position, and we can display each of these values here. So that is happening over here. So here we see that we have a node, okay, and through this node we are checking the child nodes. So if this is our node and we are checking what are its child nodes, so we get all these child nodes in an associative array called children. So the children contains all these food elements, all these nodes here. Now we have all these nodes under this children array, associative array. What do we need to do next? We need to process through this and display what are the values here. But how do we know what is the length of this? So we checked that this array provides us an attribute called the length, and we can use that length attribute children.length, and it will give us what is the length of this array. If it has 5 elements, it will return us 5. That means that we need to start from the 0 value, go to the 5 steps, and we will process all of these elements and we can display the results. So that's what is happening over here. We have for loop, okay, dollar i, that means we are declaring a variable integer type and we are initializing it with the value 0, because the elements always starts from the 0. 0 index has the first element, 1 index has the second element, and then we are traversing till the length of the array, less child children dot length. So we know if it has the length is 5, we are traversing through all those 5 elements and we are incrementing it. So we are first coming here, then going here, then going here, and then at the last value. And in this case, children dot item, so we are picking the item value at index 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1 by 1. And we are placing it in the child variable. Now we can echo this child variable and it will display the result, or we can do whatever processing we want further. Okay. So that's one way of navigating through this DOM node structure. Or we can use the while loop, right? So that's an alternative. Both are correct in this cases. So what we can do, we can pick that, okay, check its first child, this one, and put a while loop. As long as we are getting the first child, keep processing it. So once we get the first child, we pick this, okay, we change this with the next sibling, and then this next sibling becomes the first child. We display the value, we change it as the next sibling, and this sibling becomes the next child, and we can keep iterating like this. So here you see that in the node we are picking the first child only. Okay, so the first child of this one is this value, and we are doing it as long as we are getting some results. In this case here we see that as long as we are getting some values in this child variable, while this condition is true, get to the next sibling, right? So we picked this first child, we go to the next sibling, okay, and this becomes the child again. This condition is true, we pick the next sibling, this condition is true, we pick the next sibling does not exist. The while condition becomes false, the loop breaks, and our iteration finishes, and we have displayed or processed all these child nodes, right? So these are the basic programming logic that you can build. Okay. The only difference that you see here is the methods that are defined by the DOM model that you are using. Other than that, if you have been good in programming in any of these languages, it shouldn't be a problem for you to traverse this DOM model. Okay. So here we see another alternative of how to do the same. Now this is an PHP adaptive code that is again looping through all these nodes, but this is actually taken from the VB programming structure. So the VB actually does this kind of looping through the system. And the PHP has also adopted this kind of looping mechanism. This is the same condition here actually. What we are doing, we are picking all these child nodes. Okay, so we have this node and we are picking all these child nodes and we are putting it under the children associative array. So the array contains all these five different child nodes that we have. Now instead of using the for loop or the while loop, we are using this adaptive condition for each children as a child. Okay, that means pick all these values one by one, whatever they are. So it finds the length automatically in this statement. So that's an alternative way of processing through all this document. Okay. But you do not need to worry about going into further details of how it works, because in this case we are trying to see how we can create the DOM model and how we can traverse through it. This is a programming technique which you can use, or you could have achieved the same using these two methods. So if the question comes that you have this kind of document object model and you have to display all these food elements, and if you just have to write a program script to do that, you could write either the first one, the second one, or this third one, right? And all of these three are correct. Now next, how we can access the content in the nodes. Now we said that the content in the node comes under the text node element. It's not part of the element itself. Okay. So we have seen that if food has certain value, it should be a part of the text node in the XML document. So if we are assessing the text content, that means that the type of the node is not an element node, but the type of the node is an XML text node, right? So we need to make sure that whatever node we are passing through, we need to first check if this is the text node, no. If this is the text node, no. If this is the text node, yes. Then process it. So you are using the predicate logic. You are using the conditional statements. Okay. So here we see that according to the standard, elements do not have any node values. The node values become the part of the text node. Right? That means that we have to check which node is the text node and then display the value from that. So here you see that we have declared a variable, which is a string type variable, and we have nothing saved in it. The variable name is result. That means whatever comes here, we will save it in this result section. Now what we are doing, we are checking the node and we are picking all these children nodes. So all these children nodes comes over here. We are using the same loop now to go through all these children nodes one by one and checking if this children node is a text node or not. If this children node is a text node or not. If this children node is a text node or not. So here we check that if child.node type, and we said that each node has three properties. It has node type, it has node name, and it has node value. In this case, the important attribute for us is the node type. And we see that if child.node type equals to XML text node, that means that it's an XML text node type. So what we are doing then, child.node type or child.node type is equals to XML C data section node. Now we have not looked into the C data section, but the text node or the C data, character data node can be a text node also, and it will be a separate node also. Okay, so these are the two different types of text nodes. So if it belongs to either simple text node or C data section node, we display the child node value in the results section, okay, in the results array. So whatever our result array looks like, we can check if this is the text node, no. If this is the text node, and let's say this is the text node, we will display its node value, whatever it might be, in this result. Okay. So that's what we are doing here in this case. So we are assessing the text elements and the value that it contains and displaying only those values which belong to the text type or C data node type, right? We are not displaying the values of the elements itself. that what type of element it is, it's food element. We are not interested in that. We are interested in the name of the food element. What kind of food element is it is? Avocado dip, okay? Or chicken food or egg pie or whatever that was, right? We are interested in that. And that values are contained in the text variable. So not content in access in PHP. Now we can also check the attribute values and we can check if that attribute exists, pick that value. Okay. So if you remember, the serving has an attribute units, and the unit value was gram, right? And the value of this gram was 25 or something, but then this 25 becomes a separate node in the DOM model. An attribute becomes a separate node in the DOM model. So in this case, we are checking if an element has an attribute units, then get that attribute, get that units and put it into the units. For example, if this element has an attribute, in this example we do not have an attribute and it does not have an attribute unit, so it will not be picked up. In this case, when we are here, this element has an attribute unit. Yes, it has. What is the value? The value is gram. So in this unit variable, we will get the value which is the gram in this case. Okay. So then we can modify the DOM tree structure also by adding more elements to this node. Okay. For example, we have n food elements and we want to add another food element. So what do we need to do? We first need to create a DOM document. Okay. In that DOM document, we need to create a new element, which is the food element. And now we need to create the further attributes or the child elements. Now this food element has child elements. Okay, and how many are these? 1, 2, 3, 4 in this case. So we have to create all those child elements. Okay. Serving, carbohydrates, proteins, let's say fat. And we have to create all these child elements. If these child elements has attributes, we need to create those attributes. In this case, we have an attribute unit which has a value G. So we will create step by step all these child elements and we associate these child elements to the parent by appending into the list. So we associate this with this, we associate this child with this, and we associate this newly created F element with the existing document over here. Okay. So then this element is added and it's integrated into this DOM object model, okay, document object model. If it belongs to this already created document structure, right? So that is the pseudocode which I have explained over here. So first you create an element, set attribute values. If has text content, you create text nodes, append text nodes to the element. Okay. If has a child element, you create and append child elements and append or insert the element into the tree. Okay. So if you are able to visualize and do the paperwork before you start coding, then it becomes very easy for you to actually write whatever you are trying to do. Now this is an example which inserts elements in the PHP code. So here we see we are trying to insert a food element. So we are creating a new food element and we are trying to insert it over here. Remember, we said that the DOM provides us dynamic manipulation. That means we can update, delete, insert, remove, change, replace, do all these kinds of manipulations on the DOM model. We do not need to again change the XML file first and then create the DOM again. Once we have created the DOM from the initial file, we can do the manipulation dynamically, runtime, using the applications also, whatever application we are coding in. Okay. So here we see an example. First, we are creating an element which is a food type. through this document element. So we have this document element. In this document, we are creating a food element. Okay, and then this food has further subchilds. So what we are doing? We are first creating all those subchilds of the food element. So here we are creating child elements from the document create element, which is serving. Okay, and this element serving has an attribute. So we are creating an attribute and setting an attribute, set attribute units, whatever the unit is in this case, and the unit is gram in this case. Okay, so the unit is gram in this case, if you remember from the nutrition XML file structure. Next, what we are doing, we are creating a text node, because this gram has certain value, and we said that each value, text value, is treated as a text node, so we need to create a separate element. So we are creating a text node from the document, and we are giving it a value, whatever the value is. In our case, the value is 25, so we are passing the value here 25. So a text element is created, something like this, which has a value 25. Okay, and we are appending this element child, text element, to this element. That means we have created this text element, we are appending it to this serving over here. And then we are appending this serving element to the food element. So we are appending this serving element, in this case here, to the food element. Okay, so we are associating them, that this is the child of this one, and this is the child of this one, right? And this food element itself is a child in the bigger document over here. Okay, all this document. So then what we do in the next is that we pick the document element, which is our full document, and we append the newly created child. And the child that we have created newly is this food element, and we append it, in this case, over here. Okay. So whenever you are creating and inserting a new element, you have to keep in mind that you first create the element that you are creating. If that element that you are creating now has further elements, you create all those child elements. If those child elements has any attributes, you create all those attributes. If that child element has any of the text value, you create that element as a separate child element. And then from bottom up, you start appending them to their parent. And finally, once you have the full food element created with all these child nodes and the relationship defined between them, you can append that to the document class. And that's what we have done over here. Okay. Now the syntax that you are seeing here is a PHP syntax. So I do not want you to stick to any specific syntax. You can program it in any language, whatever you find easy to work with. Okay. But you need to know how to create and update the XML DOM model. Similarly, we can delete the elements in the PHP by using the simple methods. Okay, so in one of the slides, we see that we have the node element has a method remove child. In the remove child, if we give the name of the node, that that's the node we want to delete, the method will, it will work, it will operate, it will remove the node element from that. So here we see that removing all nodes from the document. Now we are processing all those nodes for each nodes as node, whatever element we are trying to pick here. And what we are doing, parent node, go to the parent and check its child node and remove that child node. Okay, and it will remove that child node. So we are picking all those elements, traversing it one by one, and checking which node we want to delete. And we can give a reference to that node and we can delete it. And similarly, we can save the output of this document as an XML file or as any of these standard formats to be saved on the disk. Okay, so we can use the save XML function method to save the document as a text file, okay, as a serialized text file, and which you can save it on your desktop, and you can load it later into your DOM model again. Okay. And also, we have seen how to write the XPath queries, right? And we have written that if you want to display all these food elements, we can write the nutrition, food elements, or the name of the food, or we can use some predicate condition over here to display what food we want to show over here. Okay. We can execute these queries into your DOM model also. Okay. So here we see that we are defining DOM XPath expression. Okay. We have a document that we have loaded. Now this document is a document that we have just created. So we have loaded all this DOM model into an XPath DOM, so we can operate the XPath queries on this DOM model. Okay. And what we are doing, we are using this XPath query keyword method to process a certain query. And now we can write the queries as we have been writing in the XPath. So we pass this string to find the nutrition and the food elements as a query to XPath, which returns all these elements which are food elements in our case. And then we can use looping methods or iterations to process each of these returned elements and display the value or whatever we want to do. Okay. So we can execute XPath queries, but in that case you need to load the DOM tree as an XPath DOM model, and then you can process all of your XPath queries onto this one. Okay. And you have some of the resources to go through from there. W3 School is quite good enough, that provides us quite easy examples. Okay, that you can look into. PHP document manual is already there. It defines all these methods and elements that you can use. We have gone through some of them, but there are quite many. I also do not remember by most of them by heart. So whenever I have to write something, I can simply just go through it. Okay, but some of them, if you have been using them frequently, you will memorize them obviously. Okay. So that's our lecture for today. If you have any questions, you can ask now. No questions? Is it clear? Is it quite enough for most of you guys, or do you find it difficult, these lecture slides? It's okay. Anyone else? Are you trying to go through these slides once you finish this lecture or before coming to the lecture? No? Okay. But do you find it easy to go through it? Right? And you have been able to follow whatever we have gone through until now. Okay, so you all then can expect tough questions in the exam, right? Okay, thank you. If you have any questions, just feel free to drop by my office or send me an email and I can let you know the answers. That's good to know.